Hi, I'm Janie Gould, and it's time for Flora Days. Welders are at work, putting the finishing touches on exhibit space at the striking New Elliott Museum ahead of its opening this Sunday. The New Elliott, showcasing art, technology, and history, has been 10 years in the making. The old Elliott Museum was torn down, and all 28,000 objects in its collection were packed away. Now everything's back in the New Elliott, which sits on the same Hutchison Island location in Martin County. Harmon Elliott opened the original museum in 1961 to honor his father, a prolific inventor and collector named Sterling Elliott. Another prolific inventor is the subject of the New Elliott's first traveling exhibit. Machines in Motion shows replicas of designs by Da Vinci. Volunteer coordinator Al Simbritz demonstrates an early odometer.
Distance would be measured by how far you would walk or how far a horse would travel. As the wheel would turn, they know exactly how far it takes to go for one revolution. And every so many revolutions, a marble falls out. So you could measure how many marbles were in the container, know exactly how far you had traveled.
Was it actually used, or was it just a concept?
This was actually used.
We're in the Stuart Main Street Gallery, also known as the Auto Gallery. John Giltinen, the car curator, is putting finishing touches on these cars. I see a milk truck.
It's a 1931 Ford Model AA stand drive milk truck. So it's designed to be driven from a standing position. It's a very rare thing to see that it's survived.
A 1931 Ford telephone truck. This is a repair truck?
It's the kind of truck that the lineman would have come out to your house to install a telephone or make a repair, and he would have driven a truck like this. Again, it's a very rare vehicle.
Is that a Corvair over there?
It's a 1964 Corvair Monza convertible. That was the kind of car that people used up and threw away, so they're kind of special to see one, especially a convertible today. The car got a bad rap, but General Motors really went out on a limb with the technology. It has a rear-mounted engine.
That was the first one, I think. One of the first.
For them, yes. And independent suspension. It was a compact car. It was fuel efficient. They were very popular, especially in snowy parts of the country, because they got good traction in the slippery roads.
Heavier in the back.
Yeah.
LaVaine Wrigley is Collections and Exhibits Coordinator. What a job it must have been to, first of all, empty out the old museum, store everything, and now get it moved here.
Yes, it was an almost impossible job, but it's come across very well. It was a 4 or 5 year project.
How will you feel when it's open and visitors are walking in and admiring everything?
Well, that'll make me feel very good, because it's been a long, tough struggle, but it's been well worth every minute of it now that we're on the verge of the new era of the Elliott Museum.
Museums often go through changes in their lifetime.
This is Jennifer Essler, President and CEO.
The case of the Elliott Museum, the folks who put that museum together were doing state-of-the-art museum work for 1961. But since then, our perspective on how to interpret local history has changed. Many of our exhibits were imported down from Salem, Massachusetts. They were beautiful vignettes of New England, but more and more history museums are looking at capturing and collecting their local history. We won't be putting the Salem, Massachusetts collection back on view. We'll be looking to put things that are more pertinent to the Treasure Coast and its regional history.
One new exhibit at the New Elliott, called Wheels of Change, displays 50 Model A commercial vehicles. They're part of a $10 million gift from the Elliott R. Donnelly family. The museum's ribbon cutting is set for 9:30 a.m. on Sunday. Then it will be open daily from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. It's at 825 Northeast Ocean Boulevard, Stuart. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.